With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. In a special meeting last night, Aspen City Council authorized a midnight curfew on businesses. Alex Hager has the details.
Council members said restaurants often turn into bars later at night, and after seeing COVID-19 spikes around the country and states where bars were reopened, this ordinance could prevent the same from happening here. Previously, businesses had to shut their doors at 2 a.m. Aspen police will enforce the new curfew. Establishments caught violating the new rule could lose their business or liquor licenses for up to 15 days. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen Valley Hospital is now testing an average of over 16 people per day for COVID-19, and as a result, has bumped its status to cautious on the hospital's capacity matrix. That means the hospital is concerned about rising numbers of COVID-19 cases locally and its capacity to handle an influx in patients. Hospital officials say admittance rates to the emergency department and respiratory evaluation center are still low, and the number of positive tests locally is hovering at 7%. That number has started to rise, however, and hospital officials said they anticipate an increased demand for evaluation, emergency, and supportive care within the next few weeks. After closing due to COVID-19 shutdowns, Glenwood Springs Dinner Theater returns tomorrow. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Glenwood's Vaudeville Review is back to poke fun at all things COVID-19. The theater troupe has comedy sketches, dance numbers, and original parodies to bring some light and laughter to the current situation. John Goss is the Vaudeville's artistic and managing director.
We're kind of calling it the COVID review. It's going to be some skits and some jokes and some wacky stuff and audience participation, all in a comic theme.
Goss says public health protocols, however, are no laughing matter. The theater is capping audience size and implementing social distancing guidelines. Tomorrow night's show is sold out, but the performance will run throughout the summer. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Anger is rising over what happened this past weekend at a vigil in Aurora, Colorado, honoring Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man died last year after police put him in a chokehold and a medic injected him with ketamine. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Elijah McClain was known to play the violin for animals at a local shelter, so at the vigil for him over the weekend, people brought their violins. In one video posted on social media, the violinists are playing while people listen from a field in what mostly looks like a giant sunset picnic. But then the camera turns to show officers in black riot gear and batons marching toward the crowd as people yell, "There are children here."
No, 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 no.
Another video shows officers spraying pepper spray on attendees. Aurora's interim police chief told the Denver Post that officers arrived after undercover police heard people talking about storming the headquarters and saw people passing out rocks. In addition to pepper spray, they used foam bullets and beanbag shotgun rounds. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Several officers are now being investigated for posing for photos at the site where Elijah McClain was forced onto the ground. A state gun rights group has lost its challenge to a law banning high-capacity magazines in Colorado. Dudley Brown, director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, took his case all the way up to the state Supreme Court, arguing the ban violated Coloradans' constitutional right to self-defense. The state's justices unanimously disagreed with him. Brown said he didn't regret the challenge, though.
If the only fights we ever started were ones we were guaranteed a victory in, we would never start a fight. And sorry, that's not what our members want.
Brown said he would consider launching a federal suit against the 7-year-old state law, but said that could take several more years. I'm Ali Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.